Adam, a pleasure as always to have you on, and there's a lot to talk about today as we get ready for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. They begin tomorrow. They go through Sunday. Also, the Cat Scratch Fever Bowl, the national title game taking place on Sunday, so plenty to dive into. But, Adam, let's begin with the NFL action this weekend, and we'll start with the 49ers and the Vikings game. Well, this opened up at just under a touchdown. Any idea why that is, and how do you think that will affect this game, or how has it affected it already from a handicapping perspective?
Yeah, this one opened down below a touchdown, and I guess the reason being that, you know, Minnesota went on the road last week, knocked off New Orleans, a team that a lot of people did like coming out of the NFC. A lot of people believe San Francisco, New Orleans, the two best teams in the NFC. I tend to agree with that, with one of them gone now. You give Minnesota a little bit of respect for picking up that road win. So this one opened 6.5, and you know, it sat there on Monday for a little bit, but then got to 7 on Sunday, or not Tuesday, excuse me, and it sat at 7 throughout the rest of the week here. And quite frankly, I mean, I think this number should be 7.5 or 8. I think it's too low at 7 and, you know, minus 110, minus 105, something like that. Yeah, you give Minnesota credit for beating New Orleans, but at the same time, you know, Adam Thielen is hurt again. Minnesota going out to play on a grass surface, and a surface that generally hasn't played particularly well at Levi's Stadium. So that'll slow their offense down a little bit. And even when you look back to the San Francisco-New Orleans game a few weeks ago, San Francisco opened a 2-point favorite on the road in New Orleans. That line eventually got bet to Saints -2. But even at that time, San Francisco, a better team on a neutral field, according to the odds makers, than New Orleans. And then this line opens lower than last week's line. I think it was just a bad number, which is surprising to see at this time of the year. But I'm all about San Francisco -7 this week.
Taking a look at some of the other games on the slate, the Ravens are at home, giving 10 to the Titans. Any idea why the public seems to like the under and the underdog so much in this one?
Yeah, this is a really interesting game here. I mean, the funny thing is, you know, we've got a little bit of sharp money on the under to drive this one down from 48 to as low as 46.5. I think a big reason for that is because some wind is expected in the forecast in Baltimore on Saturday night. Weather, obviously, a consideration in all of these outdoor playoff games. The public's going to bet the over on this game. And once we get to game day tomorrow, you'll see a lot of public over money on this game because they know what Tennessee has done with Ryan Tannehill. They know how Derrick Henry has played when Tannehill's been the starter. And obviously, Baltimore scores plenty of points with the efficiency level of their offense. The public side is Tennessee here because you've had a Tennessee team playing really, really well over the last 8 or 9 weeks, and a Baltimore team that people have kind of forgotten about a little bit. You know, week 17, they did beat Pittsburgh, but nobody played. They had the bye last week. Tennessee beats New England on the road, something that virtually no one's been able to do in the playoffs over the last decade. So the public likes Tennessee, and the sharp money is on Baltimore here. The sharp money expecting that Baltimore does what it wants offensively. They generally do. Questions about the Tennessee defense. So another one here where you've got the sharp bettors laying a big favorite and the public bettors taking the big underdog.
Any worry there potentially about the Titans having a bit of a hangover after that huge win over the Patriots last week? I think just about everybody outside of the New England area was rooting for the Titans to win that one. And they pulled off certainly a bit of a shocker. Do you think they worry any at all about the hangover effect in that one?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's a greater chance of a hangover effect for Minnesota playing back-to-back road games, short week because they played on Sunday, so a very quick turnaround for them to Saturday and the cross-country flight. You worry about the situational spot for Minnesota a little bit. I don't think you worry about it so much for Tennessee as a team, but at the same time, Derrick Henry has 66 carries over the last 2 weeks. That's a very, very substantial workload for any back, let alone one in the NFL. So maybe an individual hangover for Derrick Henry, which obviously would really hurt the Titans' chances of winning that game.
Staying with the AFC, the Texans at the Chiefs, Arrowhead, always a tough place to play, especially in the playoffs. There's some money on the over at 49. Do you think that there's enough money on the over at 49 to push this to 50 before kickoff?
Yeah, this one's up to 51, and in fact, there's some 51.5s out there today, too. Chris Jones not practicing for Kansas City. He's one of their best pass rushers, if not their best pass rusher. So I would anticipate that, you know, depending on what we hear about Jones tomorrow and then obviously going on into Sunday as well, with this being the earlier game of the day, you're going to get a lot more public money on the over here. I think we could see a straight 52 come up on this game. I think at that point it would be a buy point for sharp bettors to drive that number back down a little bit. My favorite play of the weekend is actually Kansas City. I think they boat race Houston here in this game. Kansas City's defense got much, much better late in the year as they got a little bit healthier. We know what the offense can do with Mahomes. And Deshaun Watson, I mean, look, give the guy credit. He willed that team to a win last week, but he took a ton of punishment, got sacked 7 times, hit 15 times, had 16 carries. He took some abuse in that game last week, and I think that could be a spot where, again, an individual hangover level for Deshaun Watson, the most important player for Houston. So I'm all about Kansas City here in this game. And also, too, Andy Reid off of a bye, last 28 games, the game has gone under 23 times. With a high total here, somebody's going to have to score. I think Kansas City is that somebody.
Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, handicapping this weekend's NFL playoff action in the divisional round. All right, one more game to get to as far as that goes. Perhaps the most highly anticipated of all the matchups this weekend. These two teams definitely have a history over the last couple of decades, especially when it comes to the postseason. The Seahawks taking on the Packers in Lambeau. Thoughts on the over at 46.5 and the Packers laying 4.5 at home?
Yeah, this is a really interesting line because you've got two teams that a lot of the sharper bettors out there don't like at all. Seattle, a team that went 11-5 in the regular season, but they were only +7 in point differential. So they were a very fraudulent 11-5 team, according to a lot of people out there. And then Green Bay, you know, they beat Minnesota twice. That's why they were able to cruise to the division victory there in the NFC North. But a lot of people not very keen on them either. They were outgained on a yards per play standpoint. So both of these kind of fade teams here for a lot of the influential bettors out there, but they're on Green Bay here, which kind of tells you that they're expecting Green Bay to have success running the football, I think, and maybe that would be the key here to this one. The total going up from 46 to 47 admittedly made no sense to me. You've got very cold weather. One of the knocks on Russell Wilson, you know, coming out of the draft, he's kind of short, smaller hands, stuff like that. So I think Seattle may have some trouble getting some explosive plays here. They have no running game with which to speak of. I thought that move up was kind of peculiar, a little bit curious, and now it's come back down to 46.5. And I do think this one will continue to come down as we get closer to kickoff here, probably somewhere around the opening number of 46. And you know, for right now, we've got a sharp versus public split on this game, too, where the public likes Russell Wilson in Seattle. The sharp money is on Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, again, in terms of people that are really in tune with the analytics, not a great matchup on paper here either way.
Transitioning now to Monday night, Adam. The national title game, Clemson against LSU, the Cat Scratch Fever Bowl, as I've dubbed it. What kinds of trends are you seeing on this particular game from a handicapping perspective?
Well, the most popular trend I can tell you is that the Tigers are going to win. That's about the only certainty here in this one. LSU up to 5.5 here, total on this game in the 69.5 range. One thing that's very, very interesting about this game, and we talked a lot about this on my podcast, Bang the Book Radio, here throughout the week, is that going into the college football playoff semifinal, where Clemson beat Ohio State, LSU completely embarrassed Oklahoma, Clemson would have been the favorite in this hypothetical national championship matchup. Even with LSU playing in New Orleans, getting probably 2.5 points of home field advantage for that. Clemson struggles a bunch with Ohio State, but prevails. LSU puts Oklahoma away essentially in the first quarter. We've seen a massive, enormous overreaction to what we've seen here of late from LSU, blowing out Georgia in the SEC championship game, doing the same to Oklahoma. Oklahoma and Georgia are not on Clemson's level. Some people believe that Ohio State was the number one team in the country. The people that didn't believe that Clemson was the number one team in the country. So this is a massive overreaction, something we've never seen in a national championship game here before. So there's kind of a holding pattern out there where the money is pretty heavy on LSU, and if this gets up to 6, and there is a chance that it does, money's coming back in on Clemson at that point in time. So we're kind of in a wait-and-see mode to see if this one gets up to 6. When it does, that sharp, influential money is going to come in on Clemson.
Some extra time to get ready for this game or to wait around for this game, as it's been just over 2 weeks, or by the time they kick on Monday, it will have been over 2 weeks for both teams since they last played. Does that factor in at all a little bit of a longer layoff between the first round of the college football playoff and the national title game?
I think it factors in a little bit. I mean, you know, I think for one thing, it's very good for Clemson because obviously, you know, they went down to the wire against Ohio State. If Chris Olave doesn't break off his route, we may be talking about the Buckeyes here in this game. Clemson lost a couple of wide receivers in that game, so you know, the extra layoff time, good to get them healthy. Same thing on the LSU side, though, with Edwards-Helaire, their star running back. He got a little bit more time to get ready. I think the extended layoff helps Clemson more because I really believe in Clemson's coordinators. I like what LSU has, but they're not tested in a game of this magnitude before. And also for Clemson here, you've got the opportunity now to look at your players and say, okay, we finally played somebody as good as we are. And I think that was a big learning curve for them in the first half of the Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State. Now that they've got that feather in their cap, so to speak, I think they've got a better idea of what they need to do to prepare for a game like this. I think the layoff helps Clemson more than it does LSU.
Prop bets always fun to discuss when it comes to championship games, no matter what the sport, no matter what the level. So have you seen any good prop bets out there for Monday night's game?
I will say it's been kind of frustrating so far because the Super Bowl props are generally up 5-6 days in advance of the game, and a lot of places haven't posted their props yet for this, but what I can tell you is that you start thinking about game flow and you start thinking about individual matchups and things that each offense is going to look to exploit. I think Travis Etienne plays a huge role for Clemson in this game because we saw Trevor Lawrence make some throws in the Fiesta Bowl, but his wide receivers aren't 100%. So Etienne's going to run the football. He's going to have probably 4 or 5 catches in this game, maybe look for some opportunities to kind of use the middle of the field with him. Because LSU, very strong with the pass rush from the edges, very strong with the safeties. If you can look those guys off and get Etienne in space in the middle of the field, I think this could be a massive, massive game for him. Trevor Lawrence probably will run a little bit more once again. During the regular season, you protect Trevor Lawrence. You were a 15.5-point favorite in every game that you played, if not more. Then, in this game, you may need his legs a little bit, as we saw in the Fiesta Bowl. So Trevor Lawrence's rushing yards going to come out around 50 or so, 53 in that type of range. I think we could see him take off and run a fair amount here in this game.
How come you don't see those same silly prop bets as much for the national championship game as you do for the Super Bowl? Seems like all the same shticks are kind of there, aside from maybe the commercials.
Yeah, I mean, you do get some stuff about, will this celebrity be shown? Will, one of the alums from the school be shown? You do get some of that stuff. I see stuff like will 29 in a row be said during the broadcast with reference to Clemson's winning streak. Those things are out there, and I think that they definitely will start to pop up a little bit more here as we get closer to the game. But again, you've got right now the sportsbook operators are worried about this weekend in the NFL playoffs.
Sure.
With the Super Bowl, there's nothing else to worry about. So that's why they get more of this stuff up early.
Good point.
Great, great stuff. Well, Adam, before we let you go, which games on the college basketball schedule this weekend do you have your eye on, and which games do you think will be the most intriguing as far as those who look at this from a handicapping perspective?
Yeah, I mean, we're really getting down to crunch time here in college basketball. A lot of really important games all over the place. Rutgers in Illinois is one tomorrow in the Big 12, 12 o'clock Eastern time tip-off, 11 local time here. These are a couple of teams that are starting to get a lot of run out there because Rutgers is much better than anybody thought, and Illinois is a lot better than people thought, too. Brad Underwood doing a phenomenal job there in Champaign, getting this team built up in a hurry, quite frankly, only his third year there. That's one of those games where I think we find out a lot about both of those teams to see if they can start to handle this new level of expectations, which is being placed on them because of how well they've played here so far. Then one other game here as we look ahead to Sunday, you got Michigan State and Purdue. And, Michigan State going out on the road, always tough to go on the road, in particular in Big Ten play this year. That'll be an interesting spot to see where they're kind of at because, they had that period after Cassius Winston's brother passed away where it seemed like it was kind of tough for them to get over the hump. Well, now they've rattled off a bunch of wins in a row, but this is their first big road conference test. I think it'll be a good one to find out about what Izzo's team's made of here at this point in time.
Outstanding. Adam, as always, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll sit down and do this again next week.
Absolutely. Take care, gentlemen.
Thanks, Adam. You do the same. That's Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Look, we say it all the time, but even if you're not looking at these games from a handicapping perspective, you just want some good information on these games, check out bangthebook.com. Adam does a daily podcast over it, bangthebook.com. You can find him on Bang the Book Radio as well. And it's such outstanding stuff. They offer you so much great information. Really, I think if you're armed with that information, it makes the games a little more enjoyable as well.
I'm surprised the point total for that Titans game is as high as it is against Baltimore.